This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
We turn our attention now to University of Miami, and for good reason. Obviously, now is a time that after an outstanding 3 weeks, 26 days to be exact, of June, where the University of Miami and other schools had an opportunity to have kids on campus quite a bit, and certainly ended with Paradise Camp a week ago Saturday. Our next guest obviously knows a lot about the Hurricanes. We spent the time down at Paradise Camp together checking out all the kids, but he has that burning question now. When is Miami going to start getting some of those commits for 2022? Jazz Santana from Five Reasons Sports is kind enough to join us. Jazz, thanks so much. And obviously, you and I have been talking over the last couple of weeks. When this new spark is going to hit for the Hurricanes and get some of these top kids? They lost two kids yesterday that they thought they had a good chance to get. What do you think the direction is now?
Well, hey, Blue, how you doing? Thanks for having me on. Always a pleasure coming on.
Thank you.
I mean, you know, yesterday was one of those days where, you know, a lot of the recruiting sites and, you know, maybe not everybody on those recruiting sites, but a lot of people were starting to think, okay, Kings are going to start landing some of these kids that, you know, that they've been saying that they're going to land now after the Paradise Camp. And, you know, especially with a kid like Jacoby Spells, who I think that Miami thought they had a real good shot at landing. I know Zane Durant was all Miami, and you know, I kind of get the feeling that he went back home and then you know, switched his mind and started getting other people in his ear. That's what happened. So, you know, he switched his mind, I guess, over to Penn State. So that's going to happen, though, right, Blue? I mean, you're not going to get them all. Not going to get them all in South Florida. You're not going to get them all out of the state either, or out of South Florida. So I think it's important that we don't get emotional, because that's the thing, yeah. Right? Fans get emotional, so the fans start to get real emotional, and they start, you know, doom. It's all doom and gloom when you lose out on two guys in July. So
yeah,
I mean, I still think Miami has a real good shot at a lot of guys that could possibly be higher on their board as well, right? So. You know, but we are waiting. We really want someone to kind of commit, to kind of feel better about it, not only from a fan's perspective, but just so we have something to write about that's positive also.
What you do have is you have three commits, and they're all very, very, very good. Not from in-state,
absolutely.
But guys who, so it's a great start in that vein, and you're not going to get everybody that you want from the state of Florida, but you want to kind of like, last year kind of strike a little bit. Who do you think? I mean, you take a look at guys that came to the Paradise Camp. You know, we all look at legacies. I think sometimes legacies are overblown. I mean, because you look at back in the day when Maurice Crum's son came out of Tampa Bay Tech, and he went to Notre Dame, and he didn't go to Miami. So
right.
It's never a given that that will happen. But at the same time, here you have a Marvin Jones Jr., whose dad was a big-time NFL player with the Jets and a great FSU Seminole. And then you have Earl Little Jr., whose dad was a big-time University of Miami guy, North Miami, played in the NFL for a number of years. Two guys that came and worked out. To me, I thought that was a great signal that they still have Miami high in the priority, because if they didn't, they wouldn't really have come and done all that. They would have just come and hung out like everybody else. Talk about that.
Well, you know, first of all, you hit it right in the head, right? You're going to get kids that are sometimes legacies of the program that go elsewhere. And sometimes you get like the Bradley Jennings, right, who end up coming here. So this day and age, recruiting's a little bit different. I think prestige is a little bit different. I think kids see it a different way. Obviously, something that we haven't even mentioned yet is I think the NIL laws are going to play a big factor in how kids make up their, make their decisions on teams as well. But, look, Marvin Jones and Earl Little Jr., perfect examples. I think Earl Little, he wants to be recruited by Miami. And I think Miami hasn't recruited him as strongly as we'd hoped. And so that's why, which boggles my mind, right, because he's one of the top cornerbacks in the country. And you got teams like Alabama, wanting him, and Clemson and all these other big-time schools. Why doesn't Miami keep that kind of kid, who's a legacy kid, in their own backyard to play for them? You know, so it's a little bit confusing to see that. But then you see the Marvin Jones, and I feel like, hey, maybe we have a better shot with Marvin Jones, who's an FSU legacy, to come play down here. So it's kind of weird the dynamics of how this recruiting process goes. I think we have a legitimate shot at both of them. I think Earl Little was quoted as saying recently that all he wants is to be recruited by us. And that kind of tells me a lot, because if that kid's not getting recruited by us, then, you know, I'm not sure. Again, you know, we can all kind of speculate on what goes on. But behind closed doors, Coach Diaz and his staff, you know, they know what they want to do. They have a plan set in place.
Yeah, sure.
Is Earl Little part of it? I really hope it. I really hope it is. But we're just gonna have to wait and see with those guys.
Yeah, no doubt. Jazz Santana is joining us. How much you take away from the Paradise Camp? Because you and I talked that night that it's really the last exposure that these kids are going to remember, you know, for at least the next 3 weeks, because of the fact that they're not. No other colleges are open now. They can't go and say, let me check out Florida State one more time. So when they come back from this hiatus, which I guess is in the last week of July, do you think Miami before then, or will they start picking up some commitments for 22 about then?
Yeah, you're probably going to – I mean, look, Blue, I think that we spoke about this a lot, right, about how we thought that they were going to land at least 3 or 4 kids right out of Paradise. We really haven't seen it yet. So, you know, now with the dead period, it's kind of hard. It's kind of hard to gauge, you know, what schools some of these kids are interested in, because they can't visit, right? They can't visit anymore.
Right.
You know, for the next three weeks. So I think that, you know, am I hoping that we land a couple of kids that are still on our radar? Look, a kid like Leighton Nelson, who was supposed to announce yesterday, decided to push his commitment back. You've got DeMario Tolan, I think, who's going to announce now July 8th. Isaiah Horton is another big-time prospect that might be leaning towards Miami. Nice. And, of course, Kamari Wilson actually just tweeted out something recently that he's got big news coming out soon. So there's still a lot of big-time players that are in play for Miami. And the loss of Jacoby Spells, I think that it's not a knock on the kid. I don't think it's a huge loss, because I think the Kings have other guys that they may have rated higher, like the Fegans kid, Chris Graves, you know, Jaheim Singletary, who's committed to Ohio State right now, but they're still taking on a whole bunch of cornerback commits as well. So still a lot of players out there.
Well, you're right. Jaheim Singletary is our number one player in the state. I mean, he's a freak. That would be a huge get. You were talking about DeMario Tolan. Here's a linebacker, and we sat there on that night, and I think you and I talked. The pressing need is the front seven. I mean, there's no depth there. You couldn't really say right now who's going to be the starting defensive ends right now. Because you don't know who's going to emerge. That's the thing that bothers me the most, that's the depth issue. The linebacking core, you have maybe one or two guys coming back that has any real, you know, experience, and then you can't go into, forget about the Alabama game, you just can't go into the ACC schedule with a lack of depth in your front seven. Every game will be the NC State game like last year.
Oh my gosh! Well, North Carolina, right? Over 600 yards rushing.
I know.
I don't even want to think about that. And you still have to watch what's going to happen with Wesley Bethune, I know everything kind of gets quiet now, but I mean, that's our number one guy on the board, I think, right now, and you know, for good reason. He's one of the top linebackers in the state, possibly in the country as well. And you've got a kid out there who, in my eyes, wants to be a Hurricane. You need to get that kid in school, on campus, signed, sealed, and delivered. I think that's number one. And then work on some of the other linebackers like Tolan and Devin Jackson as well.
Yeah,
so, I mean, you totally hit it on the head. It's the front seven that I think is going to be the most important position that they recruit in this class. And they've got some guys out there. They've got some kids that are, you know, Dante Andersons and the Lions kid, the Homestead guy, kids or South Dade kids. So you've got a lot of players out there that are still being recruited, and there's going to be some other kids that are going to pop up on the radar as well that you may not have heard of right now or may not be leaving Miami right now, and then maybe they visit after that period's over and Miami becomes a favorite. There's so many things going on in recruiting, but you know it better than I do.
Yeah. Good stuff. Jazz, let everybody know how they can follow you so they can keep up with you.
Oh yeah, you can follow us on you can follow me at Jazz Santana on Twitter. Make sure you check us out on Five Reasons Sports YouTube channel, as I host every Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. The Six Rings Canes Show. It's all about Miami, of course. All about Canes football, Canes basketball, baseball, whatever is going on. And make sure you follow me there.
Good stuff.
I appreciate it.
All right, man. Thanks so much for taking time on this holiday, and we'll talk with you soon.
Absolutely. Thank you, Blue. Appreciate it.
Good stuff. Jazz Santana from Five Reasons Sports.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.